So you could guard my body? Mostly I didn't want to miss hearing you get undressed. What was that weird squeaking sound all night? Rex, on his wheel. I thought he lived in the kitchen. I didn't want Morelli to know I'd been scared and lonely, so I lied. I cleaned the sink and he didn't like the smell of the cleanser, so I brought him into the bedroom. The silence stretched for a couple beats. Translation, Morelli said. You were scared and lonely, and you brought Rex in for company. These are difficult times. Tell me about it. I suppose you need to get out of Trenton before Byers returns. I suppose I do. I'm too visible in this car. I can get the van at 6 tonight, and then I'll be back. Catch you later. 10-4, Captain Video. I went back to bed, and 2 hours later I was jolted awake by the car alarm blaring away in the lot below me. I flew out of bed, rushed to the window, and threw the curtains open in time to see Morty Byers smash the alarm to smithereens with his gun butt. Byers! I bellowed from my open window. What the hell do you think you're doing? My wife left me, and she took the escort. So? So I need a car. I was gonna rent one, and then I thought of Morelli's Jeep sitting here, and I figured it'd save me some money to use it until I tracked Mona down. Christ, Byers, you can't just come into a lot and take someone's car. That's stealing. You're a goddamn car thief. So? Where'd you get the keys? Same place you did. Morelli's apartment. He had an extra set in his dresser. You won't get away with this. What are you gonna do, call the police? God will get you for this. Fuck God, Byers said, sliding behind the wheel, taking time to adjust the seat and fiddle with the radio. Arrogant bastard, I thought. Not only is he stealing the damn car, but he's sitting there flaunting his ability to take it. I grabbed my defense spray and bolted out the door and down the stairs. I was barefoot, wearing a Mickey Mouse nightshirt and a pair of jockey string bikinis, and I could have cared less. I was through the back door with my foot on the pavement when I saw Byers turn the key and step on the accelerator. A split second later, the car exploded with a deafening blast, sending doors flying off into space like frisbees. Flames licked up from the undercarriage and instantly consumed the Cherokee, turning it into a brilliant yellow fireball.